Now, on the first Monday of each month, WPR Director Mike Crane or Director of Content Mike Arnold join Joy Cardine or us here on Central Time to share info about WPR and answer your questions.
And we want to hear from you right now at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about programming or news coverage on Wisconsin Public Radio? What do you want to hear more of or less of on WPR? And what do you want to know about WPR's budget or financial operations? And, of course, with her retirement this week, what are your favorite memories of Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network? You can call us at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Chief Operating Officer Mike Arnold is in the studio with us right now. Mike, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, great to be here.
Well, I don't want to bury the lead. We mentioned just now Kathleen Dunn.
Yeah.
This is big.
That's a pretty big
deal. Yeah, retiring.
Yeah, it is. She's retiring after 24 years on Wisconsin Public Radio and a 44-year career in radio. She announced her retirement, and her last day on the air is going to be this Thursday. So it's
coming
up
quick.
Soon.
It really
came up. You better listen while you can. She's really a huge part of the Ideas Network since the very beginning, or nearly the beginning, at least. She's conducted more than 10,000 interviews.
Wow.
And she's had conversations with people like Maya Angelou, Ken Burns, Studs Terkel. In 2014, she was inducted to the Milwaukee Media Hall of Fame. And her voice is just one of those regular voices you hear all the time. So it's really going to be sad to say goodbye to Kathleen Dunn. But she's got exciting plans for the future, and we're looking forward to giving her a good going-away party on Thursday.
There are dog toys accumulating in the lobby as we speak for Kathleen. We know people who listen, you know she loves dogs, she loves presidential history, she loves politics, and those subjects will continue, but of course we're going to miss Kathleen. And Mike, looking forward, getting over our sadness, what do we have to not take her place, but what will be on the air at that time?
Yeah, starting a week from today, from 1 to 3 on Monday through Thursday, we'll hear a show called 1A. When you normally hear the Kathleen Dunn Show. 1A is a program hosted by Joshua Johnson. And if that name sounds familiar, it's probably because you may remember a limited series that he did the summer before this. So I guess last summer, he did a thing called Truth Be Told. And he was based in San Francisco at that time. But now he's in Washington, D.C., and it's a new show, and it's been doing very well. He replaced a longtime program called The Diane Rehm Show that was very popular with public radio listeners, and people really enjoy this program. And we've actually heard some people say, boy, you really should pick that up. So we're going to give it a try from 1 to 3 on Monday through Thursday. Don't worry, though. Science Friday will still be heard on Fridays from 1 to 3.
Let's give a listen to 1A host Joshua Johnson. In this piece, he's talking about the $15 minimum wage in Seattle.
This is 1A. I'm Joshua Johnson, visiting Aspen Public Radio in Colorado. Seattle was one of the first major cities to mandate an hourly minimum wage of $15. A new minimum wage increase will go into effect on July 1st in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and a couple of states. Other cities and states are considering similar increases. This week, a study showed that Seattle's increase could be hurting low-wage workers. Minimum wage opponents were gleeful. Others were skeptical of the study's methodology.
So that's Joshua Green in the new show 1A, which is coming to Wisconsin Public Radio. And let's take a caller now. We've got Stella on the line with us in Sturgeon Bay. Stella, hi.
Hi. I'm calling. I have a question about, I've been hearing the announcements for this 1A replacing Kathleen Dunn's show. First of all, is it a call-in show?
It is a call-in show, yeah. They do have some call-in components on that program.
Okay.
Yeah.
My experience, I love On Point, and there have been quite a number of times when I would have liked to have commented, phoned in a comment, and I can be on the phone and do redial and redial and redial and redial, and I never have gotten through to On Point. And with Kathleen Dunn, with the local programs, with Kathleen Dunn and with Larry Mueller, the local phone numbers, either the Milwaukee or the Madison phone numbers, with persistence, generally, I can get through. But I've never gotten through to On Point, and it sounds like this is going to be another program that is not produced by WPR, not broadcast, and with a local call-in number. And uh, I are we ever going to be able to get through?
Stella, thanks for that. Mike, what do you think?
One of the things that they've said is that they're very excited about being on the air in Wisconsin. They have a lot of respect for the Ideas Network, and they're trying to think of some ways that they might be able to incorporate people from Wisconsin as part of the show. It's been really interesting to hear how excited they are to be on the Ideas Network. We may not realize it being in Wisconsin, but there are a lot of people who have a whole lot of respect for it, and I know that they're very excited about being on. So hopefully we'll be able to hear that. But I do understand your point, Stella, that sometimes it's a little harder to get in if you're trying to call a show that that's national and has, you know, they only have so many lines and they can take so many calls. So we'll definitely keep that in mind as we listen to 1A.
And yeah, I do from time to time catch Wisconsin callers on Point. So hopefully the same will be true with Joshua Johnson. But it sounds like a good fit. He talks to people about stuff, which is what we do here on the Ideas Network. I'm going to have a business card made.
Yeah, he's very interested. The show is very interested in providing different perspectives, not just political perspectives, but perspectives from different parts of the country as well. And so I think you'll be impressed by what it sounds like. But we'll give that a try starting on Monday.
And Mike, there's also some evening schedule changes that are going to be happening here on the Ideas Network. Tell us a little bit about what's going to change.
Yeah, we're moving some things around a little bit. As It Happens is going to be heard at 7 o'clock. And the benefit of hearing As It Happens at 7 is that it's a little closer to the time when they actually produce the show. So the news should be pretty up to date at that time. Then after that, at 8 o'clock, we have Q. At 9, we'll be doing a new program on Monday through Thursday called Newsday from the BBC. It's a new program that they developed, and it's designed to give a global perspective on the news. You'll hear that Monday through Thursdays at 9 at night. And then we also are going to be doing some reshuffling during the 10 o'clock hour on weeknights. On Mondays, you'll hear Reveal, the documentary series that we air. On Tuesdays, you'll hear Latino USA. Wednesdays and Thursdays, you'll hear To the Best of Our Knowledge, which is produced here in Wisconsin. And on Friday nights, we'll have a storytelling block. It'll start with The Moth at 9 o'clock on Friday, and then it's followed by Snap Judgment at 10. A lot of people enjoy hearing those two shows together. Now, I will note that we have a couple shows that are going off the schedule. Dinner Party Download is leaving the schedule, and Political Junkie with Ken Rudin is leaving the schedule as well. And one of the reasons that Political Junkie is moving is that there's so many political discussions going on right now in a lot of our other shows that we thought it made sense to have that show go away for a little while.
Now, Mike, with any change like all these changes going on, I think I can guarantee some people are going to love any individual change and some people are going to hate any individual change. Well, what's some of the thinking that goes into making these kind of changes, especially in that evening schedule?
Well, I mean, one of the things that we're doing is we're trying to have a more consistent schedule from day to day. We've had some people who say at 7 o'clock, one night it's one thing, the other night it's another thing. So by having As It Happens on every night, I think that'll allow people to develop more of a habit for listening. Another thing is there is a lot of news going on right now. So both As It Happens and also Newsday from the BBC are very focused on what's happening in the news. The BBC program is live from London every day. So that'll allow us to get updates on what's happening in the world around us. We also know that there are a lot of people who really enjoy hearing perspectives from the BBC, and some people had said it'd be nice to hear it a little earlier in the evening. So that's the thinking behind that.
And we got another caller here we want to take. Paul is joining us in Door County. Paul, hello.
Hi. I just wanted to make, I listen to Josh Johnson quite a bit since he replaced Kathleen Bell. It's a great show. But in regards to questions on call-ins, they do take call-ins, but you leave a voicemail with your comment or question, and they will respond to those that they think warrant response to. I find that better because you don't get a lot of calls that probably shouldn't have been.
All right, Paul, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, and that is one element of the show that they developed to make it. They just want to make sure they put the best calls on the air, so that's why they do that. So, Paul, I appreciate your thoughts on that. And it's good to hear that you enjoy the show.
And we're talking right now with WPR's Associate Director and Director of Content, Mike Arnold, for this edition of Mondays with Mike on Central Time.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you love about WPR? What would you like to see change? Do you have questions about programming on Wisconsin Public Radio, either network, Ideas Network, or the NPR News and Classical Music Network, if you also listen to that one? What keeps you listening? How could we serve you better as radio networks? And do you have a favorite Kathleen Dunn memory you'd like to share as she signs off from the Ideas Network later this week. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll pick up our conversation in just a little bit on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're picking up our conversation right now with WPR's Chief Operating Officer, Mike Arnold. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What questions or comments do you have for Mike about WPR's programming? What keeps you a loyal listener? And what can we do on our end here to make the experience even better for you? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And before we go back to our callers, Mike, a special from Wisconsin Life coming up. World War I commemorations were marking the 100th anniversary of the U.S. entering that conflict. What are we going to see from Wisconsin Life?
Yeah, we're doing a series on World War I called Wisconsin in the First World War that will be focusing in on that. And it'll be really interesting. You'll hear it on the air, but you can also find out more about it on the Wisconsin Life website. It's wisconsinlife.org/series/Wisconsin First World War. Definitely worth listening to. There's a lot of stories to be told about Wisconsin during the First World War.
All right, another call here for you, Mike. This is Lori joining us in Madison. Lori, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I would like to see one of the Central Time repeats replaced with either Fresh Air or On Point, but I would like to hear both of those shows during, you know, the late commute drive time between 4 and 6.
Okay.
All right, Lori, thank you for that. I've been following this debate actually on our Facebook page, Michael. Some people saying they like the repeat because they can't catch it earlier. They're busy, they're driving, they're running errands. Some people saying, I don't want it to repeat again.
Well, it sounds like that's what Lori is saying.
I think that's what Lori is saying.
Yeah, yeah, I think we always try to strike a balance. I mean, one of the things that we find is that a lot of people do appreciate hearing Central Time on the way home because it covers a lot of issues that keep you up to date on what's happening. And it has been working from an audience perspective in a lot of ways. But Lori, we'll definitely keep your thoughts in mind as we think about things in the future.
Yeah, I sometimes listen to Central Time on my drive home. It's pretty good, except for this loudmouth fella who's on all the time. If you can get him to pipe down a little. Oh, no, wait. Oh, my God. That's been me all along. Oh, no. Thanks a lot for the call, Lori. We'll go next to Peter on the line in Stoughton. Peter, hi.
Good afternoon. I'm wondering who your focused audience is for Ask Me Another. It somehow occurs to me that a radio show about pop culture trivia doesn't really fit in with what Wisconsin Public Radio typically tries to do. I listen to the show, and yeah, it's kind of funny and kind of interesting, but I really don't care about some television program that I never watched in 1988, let alone now. Or you took it off the air for maybe a week or two, a month or so back, and I thought, great, great, it's gone.
Peter, thanks.
So close and yet so far. Yeah, I mean, Peter, it's definitely one of those shows that people seem to either love or hate. We do think that there's a place for entertainment programs on public radio, particularly on the weekend. You think about a show like Car Talk, for example. People like that okay. It's not about pop culture. It's about cars, but it's not always about cars. And so there's always kind of a balance in public radio, and Ask Me Another is a program that is trying to be entertaining on the weekends, but in a smart way, as much as they can. Interestingly, we do have some people who feel like you, Peter, and they're wishing for it to go away. And then there are a lot of people who really enjoy it. You'd be surprised at how many people enjoy listening to Ask Me Another on a weekly basis, and it is actually doing well. It's building an audience for that program on Saturday mornings. But it's always something that we, you know, we try to balance those things. We try to have some fun, and we also try to have some serious conversations, too. And Ask Me Another is a little bit more on the fun side. And for some people, it's not fun at all. But I think, you know, Lori, when she called earlier, she mentioned Fresh Air, which is a show that's on public radio and deals with pop culture quite a bit. And it's very well received by people. But Ask Me Another is a little bit less... serious, I think, than fresh air. So thanks for that call, Peter. And we are keeping an eye on our weekend schedule. So you never know. Maybe it will go away someday for good.
You know, the question makes me kind of curious, Mike. Do, you know, public radio as a whole is something that exists across the country, but do you think that individual networks like ours maybe have their own character, their own personality? What might work in Iowa doesn't work always in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, I've before I came here, I worked at a lot of other places, and there were a lot of people who suggested that that there were different tastes in places. Probably the most notable, I was the program director in New Orleans for a while, and we put Car Talk on. We were the last major market station to put Car Talk on, and some people in New Orleans felt like New Orleans was not a Car Talk kind of town, and oddly enough, that show was the most successful program on the station shortly after we put it on the air. So sometimes tastes sort of bridge across different communities, but there are times when it's different. So, I mean, we're always keeping an eye on things, and we'll definitely keep Peter's thoughts in mind as we plan future schedule changes.
Talking to Mike Arnold, Chief Operating Officer here at WPR. It is Mondays with Mike. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Actually, a Facebook comment, Kathleen Dunn, retiring. Chris on Facebook says, yay to Kathleen. Her retirement should be an inspiration to everybody. A new puppy, a new inspiration, and I believe with all the talent you have there, you will fill that position. So, Chris, thanks a lot for that. We'll go now to Gary on the line in Glendale. Gary, hi.
Good afternoon. I was speaking of Kathleen Dunn. I was wondering what is the fate future of the Milwaukee studio, which I know is expensive, now that Kathleen is retiring.
I think the future of the Milwaukee studio is pretty bright. We've actually expanded our news reporting there, and probably will be doing some other things in Milwaukee. So I think there's a bright future ahead. Our assistant news director is based there, Kyla Calvert-Mason. We have more reporters there than we used to, and probably will continue to do that. So I think Milwaukee is going to continue to be an important studio for us here at WPR.
Well, Gary, thanks a lot for that call, and we're going to go next to Charlie in Milwaukee. Charlie, hello.
Hi, I think I was talking to your operator when I called in about
our producer, Amanda.
Producer, I was just wondering, as a person who reads a lot but does listen a lot to your show, especially for the news on NPR, what I was wondering about more of a commentary on the pop culture for, like, Game of Thrones or what's going on in the video. Now that there are so many options for entertainment, it's almost like you feel out of it unless you're not watching.
Yeah.
You spend 20 hours of TV a day.
Well, Charlie, in a sense, you've come to the right place. Got a couple of super fans for Game of Thrones here, and I don't know why we haven't talked about it more on the show yet.
We've done some, and we talked to a TV critic who kind of brought us up to date on some of the big stuff and that fear of missing out, and try to figure out how a TV critic could possibly stay on top of all the shows that are out there. But it's something we don't do that often, and we could maybe do more of. But Mike, a more network-wide, maybe a little more attention to pop culture in the form of TV.
Sure. I mean, I think that, you know, that is definitely a role that we could play, is to provide a guide in the world of peak TV that we're living in right now, I suppose. Although, I think as Peter mentioned earlier, I think it's something we always want to balance. You know, we don't want to just be talking about, pop culture and TV and stuff like that. But there definitely could be a place for somebody to help guide people so that they don't wind up watching too much TV that's bad.
Well, Charlie, we're going to put that in the kitty. I think we could probably at least make a Game of Thrones segment happen for you. And Mike, I want to ask you, we're a little over halfway through WPR centennial year, and there's more stuff coming up to get excited about. What
we,
is there?
We do. We have another old-time radio drama performance. This one is on August 12th, coming up this weekend at Big Top Chautauqua in Bayfield. And then on October 14th, we're having this huge show and fundraiser thing at Overture Center in Madison. And Ari Shapiro from NPR's All Things Considered is going to be the MC for the night. It should be a lot of fun. There's a lot of different things happening in the show, including an interesting sing-along segment at one point. So I think it'll be entertaining, to say the least. But that's coming up on the 14th at the Overture Center in Madison. You can go to our Centennial website and get tickets for that if you want, and also read some interesting stories from our 100-year history by going to wpr.org/100. And you can write that or you can put the numbers in there.
Oh, okay.
It
wow.
works both
That's
ways.
Convenient. That's good. Yeah. That's good listener it's service. Amazing. Have yeah. we been getting a lot of good response to our 100-year celebration?
We have. Yeah, we've had a lot of people come out and celebrate. It's been a lot of fun, and I think these last two events are going to be great.
So, Mike, looking back again, let's end where we began with the retirement of Kathleen Dunn. Are there moments that you think back on, or that you heard listeners talk to you about over the years that you think these are some moments we remember pretty well and they stick out?
Well, when somebody does 10,000 interviews, it's kind of hard to pick which one is right. the best one.
I know, I put you on the spot.
I do think some of the big names are definitely memorable, but I think one of the things that's great about Kathleen is it doesn't matter what topic she's taking. She approaches it with a sort of a personal nature that really engages people, and I think that's something we're going to miss quite a bit. Fortunately for us, as you know, I think was mentioned in one of the comments earlier, we have a lot of people who want to carry on that tradition. So Kathleen Dunn will live on for many years here at Wisconsin Public Radio, thanks to the role she's played as a key host and somebody who has really set the standard for what the Ideas Network should be.
Great place to leave it. Mike, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
And you can continue to share your thoughts and your questions over on the Central Time Facebook page or on the Wisconsin Public Radio Facebook page, for that matter, and check in on future appearances by either of the mics. And, of course, follow WPR.org when that new schedule hits the networks.